Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. During this All Saints Day, we will meditate on the beginning part of Psalm 15. May the words of King David shape our own desires, who says in verse 3, "As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. What company do you keep? What company do you want to keep? Who is in your in crowd? Whom do you admire and want to emulate? For many people today, their heroes are the celebrities and icons of the pop culture. They love to learn all about the lives of the rich and famous, the movie stars, the TV stars, the professional athletes, the rock stars. They spend countless hours reading magazines all about the stars, People Magazine, National Enquirer, and the umpteen other magazines that tell them about this celebrity's fifth marriage and that celebrity's latest affair. The rich and famous, those are their heroes. Those are the ones they honor and want to emulate. How about for you? King David in Psalm 16 expresses a very different desire. He begins with a petition. "Preserve me, O God, for in you I put my trust. I say to Yahweh, you are my Lord. Apart from you, I have no good thing." David trusts in the God of Israel. The God of Israel is his highest good, the source and focus of everything good in David's life. Then David continues, "As for the saints who are in the land, they are the glorious ones in whom is all my delight." The people in whom David takes great delight are not the powerful rulers of Egypt and Mesopotamia and the other surrounding nations. He is not impressed with the rich and famous, with the ones that the other nations honor. No, all of David's delight is in the saints, the holy ones, those set apart unto God, the priests and lay people who serve the Lord. Those are his kind of people. That is the company he wants to keep. They are the ones God glorifies and therefore the ones David glorifies and honors. What about the others? The wicked. David calls them idolaters and says that he will not even take their names on his lips. He does not want to run with that crowd. They are not to be followed or emulated. Psalm 16 expresses what, in fact, many psalms express. Listen. Psalm 1, "Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the wicked, nor stands in the way of sinners, nor sits in the seat of scoffers." Psalm 5, "For you are not a God who takes pleasure in wickedness, nor shall evil dwell with you. The boastful shall not stand in your sight. You hate all workers of iniquity. You shall destroy those who speak falsehood. The Lord abhors the bloodthirsty and deceitful man." Psalm 15, "Lord, who may dwell in your holy hill? The one who walks uprightly, the one in whose eyes a vile person is despised, but who honors those who fear the Lord." Psalm 26, "Vindicate me, O Lord, for I trust in the Lord, for your loving kindness is before my eyes. I have not sat with idolatrous mortals, nor will I go in with hypocrites. I have hated the assembly of evildoers and will not sit with the wicked. Do not gather my life with sinners nor with bloodthirsty men. In the congregation I will bless the Lord." Psalm 28, "Do not take me away with the wicked and with the workers of iniquity who speak peace to their neighbors, but evil is in their hearts." Psalm 37, "Mark the blameless man and observe the upright. For the future of that man is peace, but the transgressors shall be destroyed together. The future of the wicked shall be cut off." Psalm 40, "Blessed is that man who makes the Lord his trust and does not respect the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies." Psalm 101, to you, O Lord, I will sing praises. I will set nothing wicked before my eyes. I hate the work of those who fall away. It shall not cling to me. A perverse heart shall depart from me. I will not know wickedness. The one who has a haughty look and a proud heart, him I will not endure. My eyes shall be on the faithful of the land, that they may dwell with me. He who works deceit shall not dwell within my house. He who tells lies shall not continue in my presence. Psalm 119, I am a companion of all who fear you and of those who keep your precepts. Depart from me, you evildoers. Psalm 139, Do I not hate them, O Lord, who hate you? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with perfect hatred. I count them my enemies. Strong words, those. The psalmist loved the Lord, and they love the ways of the Lord. And therefore, they hate the ways of the wicked, of those who are opposed to the Lord. As much as they love righteousness, so much do they hate wickedness. They despise the company of the wicked, and they love the company of the godly. They want to be numbered with the saints. The saints, those who are justified through faith alone, those who fear, love, and trust in the God of Israel above all things, those who bear fruits of faith and walk in godly ways, the saints, they are the glorious ones in whom is our delight. They are the ones to honor and emulate. But someone might object, wait a minute, didn't Jesus eat with sinners and tax collectors? Well, yes, Jesus did eat with sinners and tax collectors. But it was not to affirm them in their sinful ways. It was not to honor and emulate them. It was to call them to become his disciples. It was to lead them away from their old life into a new and different life under the end time rule of God. Yes, Jesus did eat with sinners and tax collectors, and he identified himself with them. And it's a good thing, too. For we used to belong to that company. Outside of Christ and before our baptism, we belong to the company of the wicked, the godless, those opposed to God and all his words and all his ways. We too were dead in sin. But God in his great mercy took compassion upon us. Jesus took upon himself our transgressions and numbered himself with the transgressors and was abandoned by God in our place. He gave his life as a ransom for the multitudes, for you and for me. He was crucified and buried. But God did not let his Holy One see corruption in the grave. On the third day, God raised Jesus from the dead as the first fruits of our own resurrection to eternal life. Through baptism, Christ has connected us with himself and therefore with the company of the saints. We now, by grace alone, through faith alone, on the basis of Christ alone, belong to the company of his saints. You see, you and I are not autonomous individuals. You are not your own. You were bought with a price, St. Paul says. We belong to Christ, and when we belong to Christ, we belong to his body, the church. We are members of the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, the one church that extends throughout space and time. The company that we keep and the company we want to keep is the saints, the prophets and apostles, the martyrs, the true confessors, the faithful and orthodox church fathers, the pastors and lay people who remain faithful in the face of great persecution and pressure to compromise, the people who lead godly lives worthy of their calling. They are the ones to honor and to emulate. They are our kind of people. That is the in crowd. That is the company to keep. Not the wicked, not the godless, not the heretics, but the saints. All Saints' Day calls us beyond our individual way of thinking, to move beyond that, to love the church Catholic, the whole Christian church that has a past and that has a future. Today invites us to see ourselves as part of this glorious throng of saints, Saint Abraham, Saint Moses, Saint David, and Saint Isaiah, Saint Peter, Saint John, and Saint Paul, Saint Ignatius of Antioch, Saint Irenaeus, Saint Athanasius, Saint Ambrose, Saint Augustine, Saint Cyril of Alexandria, Saint Maximus Confessor, Saint Anselm, Saint Bernard of Clairvaux, and Saint Martin Luther. And yes, Saint Bill and Saint Linda and Saint Susan and Saint Bobby Joe. So turn off the TV for a while, put down People magazine and the sports page for a moment, and pick up a book on the Church Fathers and read how they extolled the Trinity and praised the Lord Jesus Christ. Or pick up a biography of a godly man or a godly woman and gain new insight into what it means to live as a Christian in this present evil age. And await the glorious coming of the Lord Jesus Christ and the life with his church triumphant that awaits us in the New Jerusalem. You know, the old spiritual has it right. Oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, when the saints go marching in, oh, how I want to be in that number when the saints go marching in. Or as we will now sing, from earth's wide bounds, from ocean's farthest coast,